Today we want to talk about effective prayer. Effective prayer. Turn with me, please, to the book of James, chapter 5, and verse 16. James 5, 16. If you're able to join us on Tuesday nights, we're studying the book of James now, and James have a lot to say about prayer. In fact, this is a powerful statement about prayer, one of the powerful statements of prayer in the Bible. James 5, 16. Okay. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Please let me read that for you from the Amplified version of the Bible. The Amplified version of the Bible. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tune of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That's from the Amplified version of the Bible. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for this time, and we ask that you would remove every distraction and help us to be led by your Spirit now in our thoughts, words. And Lord, we just pray that you will bless each one today and help each one of us, Lord, to apply ourselves more and more in the attitude of prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, our great President Trump has designated today National Day of Prayer. Last night on the news I saw. Well, of course, the National Day of Prayer is back in May, right? But praise God for that. I'm thanking God for that. Let's take a moment silence for the people in Houston situation, and you offer a silent prayer. You offer a prayer just for a moment. And Father, we thank you that you are still God Almighty. Nothing impossible for you. Nothing too hard for you. So we pray this morning along with others who are praying for and for the organizations and even individuals who are helping the people in the Houston area. Father, we just thank you for those who have been rescued and saved, and pray for comfort and peace for those whose loved ones have died in the aftermath. Praying also, God, for the ones who were injured, that you will bring healing to their bodies and continue to bless and send all the help that they need. Father, we just thank you that you are able to do more than we can imagine, and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. When we look for a supreme model of a person devoted in prayer, we need only to consult the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was constantly in an attitude of prayer. Jesus was. Never more urgently than when he was facing his death in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was so overwhelmed that he asked Peter, James, and John to come and watch with him for a while. And then the Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 39. He said a prayer. He prayed this prayer. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. That's the prayer he prayed in Gethsemane. And then Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse 33, John, Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. We're going to face tribulation, problems, needs, and all this, but he says, be of good cheer through it all, because I have overcome the world. If prayer is a serious, important part of our lives, when crisis comes upon us and surround us, we'll be prepared. If we are people of prayer, if you are a person of prayer, when trouble comes your way, you'll be prepared, you'll be ready. And God will sustain you, give you the strength to go through that crisis, that situation. From one end of the Bible to the other, there is a record of people who prayed. And God answered them in some instances. It changed the entire history of the world. People who turned history by their prayers. And so, those who prayed fervently, seriously, reaching down into the depths of their heart, that's serious prayer. These people have been those that God have used and answered a prayer to turn the tide of history around. Let's consider just a few of them for an instance. We're not going to keep you too long. Elijah. Let's go back. Elijah prayed in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 16 through 46. You know the record. 1 Kings 18, Elijah prayed. By the way, James, the book right here that our text is from this morning, referred back to Elijah. He said, you guys pray. He tell us to pray. He said, don't forget, Elijah was a man just like you and me. He was a human being just like us. And he prayed once that there be no rain. And for what? 3 years, 6 months, something like that. It didn't rain. And then he prayed again and rain came. That's right there in the book of James. New Testament, by the way. And so Elijah got fed up with King Ahab and Jezebel and her prophets. And he said, listen, Israel is following this. Now, you see, Ashley said this morning that prayer and doubt don't go together. And she's right about that. They're not first, second, third, fourth cousin. They don't go together at all. They're not related at all. Faith and doubt is not related. And so we got to walk by faith, as Paul said, not by faith. Keith printed one of his t-shirts, said we roll, in his wheelchair, we roll by faith and not by sight. That's good, Keith, that's a good one. But Elijah prayed, Israel is going along with the tide. It's going along with society, much like many churches are today. Society don't set the pattern. We are supposed to be pattern setters, not society. But we wait until they come up with the dress style for men and women. And then we go along and say, girl, this is what out today. This is the thing. This is the new style. And we go along with the style. We let the world set the pattern for things for us to do. Everything that is right is not popular. And everything that is popular is not right. You need to write that down somewhere. Because we go along with what the world says. And we move along with that. And Israel was like that. They're going along with the prophets of Baal. Brother said, the proper pronunciation is Baal. B-A-A-L with the Old Testament. But Baal, we all know it as Baal. I'm going to say Baal. I don't care what he says. Anyway, he says, Elijah said, I'm fed up with this stuff. He said, Israel, if God be God, serve him. And if Baal be God, then serve him. Make your mind up. But don't halt between two opinions. Why halt you between two opinions, he said. That's why we preach so much on attitude. Attitude ought to be right, God-like, in the steps of Jesus. Let this mind or this attitude be in you, which was always, and that's our theme for the year, which was in Christ Jesus. See? Not wishy-washy. And James is going to deal with that. Oh, Lord, you need to come here Tuesday. You know, you can share with us some things that you've gone through in the book of James. 7 o'clock Tuesday night, we meet right here. James says that if you're wishy-washy like that, you're not going to get anything from God. That's what he says in chapter 1. You're not going to get anything if you're doubtful. You see, you know, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. You're going to end up with some old hag from down the street on the corner, and you're going to be wretched the rest of your life. If you keep picking that flowers talking, but she loves me not. You need to go to God and pray and say, give me the woman that you have chosen for me. Give me the man that you have chosen for me. In fact, you know, I wish I knew it before my kids grew up, especially my girls. But the brother said that you're supposed to be praying for them kids and put your hands on their head, little girls, and say, God, oh, Dr. James Dobson, yeah, this is what he said, and prayed for his kids. Say, Lord, bless my little girl, this little angel you've given me, Queen Sugar. I thought, when I first saw that, I said, wow, Queen Sugar, what a name. Anyway, thank you, God, for my little Queen Sugar, for Charlene, my little Queen Sugar. Oh, mercy on me, Lord. It's too hot to be tripping, the brother say, okay. I'm sorry, here we go. So, dear Lord, thank you for this little queen you've given me. In the name of Jesus, prepare, help her to meet the man that you are preparing right now to marry her. Not Joe Blow from down at a Stop and Rest liquor store somewhere, or nightclub. See? But let her meet the man that you are choosing for her. And let him meet the woman you have chosen. Oh, wouldn't it be a blessing if God had prayed for that for all of us? See? We would not have gone through a lot of things in our lives that we have thinking. So Elijah say, if God be God, don't halt between these opinions. If God be God, say, he said, tell you what, I'm going to give a test today. He says, I'm going to tell the 450 prophets of Baal to get some sacrifice, to build an altar, put it on there, and pray and ask Baal to burn up the sacrifice. And then I'm going to build an altar and put sacrifice, and I'm going to pray to the true and living God to send fire down. And they say, good. So the prophets of Baal, along with the prophets of Asherah, they came, and they put the sacrifice on. And I wish we had time to read the text. You read it when you go home, 1 Kings chapter 18. They prayed. They started from morning. They started from the morning around about 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're still praying. They began to cut themselves, the Bible says, began to cut themselves, which was their practice at the time, cut themselves and bleeding and everything. And Elijah is sitting back. I started to say he's smoking a cigarette, but I'm sure he didn't smoke a cigarette. Anyway, he's drinking his coffee. Let me say that. Elijah's kicked back drinking his coffee, and he said, go ahead, man. Go ahead. Speak a little louder. Maybe he's gone to the outhouse to relieve himself. Actually, that's one of the translations says, Lord have mercy. Or he said, maybe he's sleeping. Speak a little louder. Maybe Baal is sleeping today. Maybe he's going somewhere on vacation. He teased them a bit. And then around about that time, he says, okay, that's enough. My time. And he told him, he said, bring some water. He had a trough dug out and put the wood in. He said, bring some more water. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill the trough with water. The wood is soaked in the water. I don't know if any of you know about, some of you may have been camping, but back in the islands we had to go. When I was a boy, we had to go every Saturday out to the woods and break wood, get dry wood and bring it back. Everybody had a bundle on their head for baking bread and what's not, for cooking on the outside. And wood, if the wood is wet or green, it does not burn, I can tell you that. And so he made it super difficult so that they could not say he was playing a trick. And Elijah said 63 words in the King James Bible, a prayer with 63 words. He prayed and he said, oh God, you know, you are the true and living God, and send down fire now. And the Bible said, after his prayer, fire came down. It burned up the water, all the water, the wood, and the sacrifice. Then the people cried out, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Well, people are like that, you know. Crowds are fickle. Today they'll shout one thing. Tomorrow, today they're saying, Hosanna, Blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. The next day is saying, crucify him. That's crowd. That's the way the crowd goes. But anyway, they were convinced that God is the true and living God after Elijah prayed. And then we have James' record of how he prayed about the rain. The next one is Elisha. Elisha, he is Elijah's understudy. Elisha was following, told Elijah, say, I'm going across the brook over here, and I'll be back. But Elijah was really, it was time for him to be taken up to God. God was going to take him up in the fiery chariot. Elisha said, no, I'm going to follow you. And so three times or so he tried to get away, but the last time Elijah said, what do you want, man? Elisha said, a double portion of your spirit. Let a double portion, that's what we need today, Evans. You need a double, triple, quadruple, on and on we can go, portion of any spirit that the Lord has given me for the times in which we live. One preacher to another, or to pass that on. And so Elisha was in a situation, and now he is in, he went to Shunem, the city of Shunem. And there he met a lady that was well-to-do, she and her husband. And he asked him for a place to stay. In fact, they gave him a place to stay. And then later on, the lady told her husband, say, you know, this man of God is always passing through. Let's build a special room for him. And so she did, and Elisha felt that he should do something for this lady. And so he said, I tell you what, next year this time, so you're going to have a baby. And she said, man, you shouldn't joke with me like that. And he said, no, next year this time, you're going to have a baby. And so she had a boy, and so happened that the boy died. The baby died. Make long story short, you need to read this. He died. And she said, why have you done this to me? Why did you do this to me? This is kind of cruel for you to bring a baby like this. I mean, or tell me about this. And the baby died. That's in, I think, 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. And Elisha said, okay. He told his servant, come and take a staff and lay on the boy. The boy is still dead. Elijah went and laid on him, stretched himself out. The boy came back to life. He prayed. The Bible said when he prayed, the boy came back to life. David was a man of prayer, and David prayed. And some of the Psalms can be a great pattern for prayer for us. For instance, Psalm 4, verse 1. Psalm 4, verse 1. I'm moving fast. Answer me when I call to you, David said, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. David prayed. The Psalms are filled. And we're trying to tell you and encourage you to pray. Psalm 6 and verse 9. Psalm 6, verse 9. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. These are powerful patterns for prayer, encouragement for prayer. Psalm 18, verse 6. Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, David said, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. See, God's waiting for you to call on him, my friend. Psalm 30 and verse 2. Psalm 30, verse 2. So one of our day school employees had a heart problem. He's down in community hospital in Long Beach. And I went and visited with him, prayed. Doctors were scheduling him for surgery and everything and all. And so I went down. We prayed. We said, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to put all my faith in the Lord. You put all of yours. We prayed. I went down to him, and the man's sitting on the bed. I said, what happened? He said, oh, man. He said, listen. He said, I told the Lord, I prayed this morning, and then I sat down and opened my Bible, opened right up to Psalm 30 and verse 2. And he said, listen to what it says. Oh, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Did you hear that? Psalm 30, verse 2. I called to you for help, and you healed me. He was discharged from the hospital. Same day. Psalm 31, verse 2. Psalm 31. You'll write these down somewhere. Psalm 31, verse 2. Of course, I know you Bible scholars know where to find these. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Oh, glory be to God. Can church say amen? The powerful prayers, the effective prayers of a righteous man, the fervent, effective prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Psalm 86. Psalm 86, verses 5 through 7. Psalm 86, 5. You are a forgiving and a good God, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Talking about prayer. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. So who do you call to in your day of trouble? We try everybody else and then we come to God. We call on everybody else. He said, my day of trouble, I'm going to call to you. And you're going to answer, for you will answer me. He had that confidence. Do you hear it in there? He knew God. He knew his maker. I'll call to you and you will answer me. He knew it. He'd been tried. He's tried him before. Daniel prayed. And the secret of God was revealed to him. Remember, the writing came on the wall, meeny, meeny, tekel, you fasten. Nobody could read it. Daniel prayed, you are weighed in the balances and found wanting, O king. Daniel prayed, and he turned the tide of history for him and his buddies. Jesus prayed at the tomb of Lazarus, his buddy. And the man who had been dead for 4 days came out alive. Jesus said, loose the man, let him go. Hallelujah. That's a result of prayer. Anybody tied today? And if you're tied to something, you know, you don't have to go to a psychiatrist or anybody else. If you're tied to drugs, alcohol, abusive sex, pornography, those are only some of the things. Lying, stealing, bad attitude and all, those are things. If you are tied to those things today, bound by those things today, pray to God and he'll let you go like Lazarus. Loose the man, he said, let him go. Hallelujah. Praise God. The thief on the cross prayed, the outcast of society. He said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. This man, outcast, trash of society, sends the debt for stealing, cried out to Jesus, said, Lord, remember me. Society don't care about me. I'm nobody. I'm a nobody. But Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Jesus smiled and said, this day, you will be with me in paradise. Because the thief prayed. The early church prayed. And Peter, who had been bound with chains, Bible said what? His chains fell off his hands. Anybody chained to anything today? Habits again? Problems in your life? Pray to God, those chains will fall off of your hands. Peter prayed. Remember, Dorcas was dead, book of Acts. Peter prayed. Dorcas was raised back to life and even given some more years to serve the Lord. And I told you I was not going to hold you long. I'm finishing right now. The rich man prayed. Luke chapter 16. Everybody listening? The rich man prayed. But his prayer was too late. His prayer was too late. The Bible said he opened his eyes in hell And he prayed. He said, Father Abraham, please send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in the water and put on my tongue, because I'm tormented in these flames. Anybody who don't believe in hell, you know, I'm praying for you. We don't preach in here much about it anymore these days, but hell is still real. The fire is still hot, according to the Bible. Abraham said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. There's a great gulf between us. We can't get over back and forth now. You had a chance. In life, you had everything. Now you have nothing. Lazarus is blessed. He said, well, send him back up to the world and let him talk. I got five brothers, and them guys are not living right. Send him back to talk to those boys and let them know that hell is real, that the people in the church is not crazy, that it's real. Abraham said, I'm sorry, they got Garvey and Evans. They got the prophets, the preachers, let them hear them. And the guy said, they're not going to listen to them. He said, well, that's too bad. It's too late now. He prayed, but his prayer was too late. Don't let your prayer be too late. Let's pray. Let's pray, church. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the opportunity of prayer, that we can come boldly because of Christ's death. Now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you so much in Jesus' name. And that we can make our requests known unto you. And knowing that your hand is not shortened, that you cannot save, or that with you nothing is impossible, we pray this morning that you will forgive us for our shortcomings in prayer, and build us up where we help us to find time to pray. Help us to be serious about our prayer, to make it a high priority in our lives. Jesus did it, and so we need to. We thank you, we praise you, we love you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, God's people say, amen. Pray for us today. We go to the convalescent home, the Santa Fe Heights Healthcare Center today. This is the first Sunday. And we're praying. And if there's someone who have never accepted Christ, we invite you to come down today and receive him as your Savior and Lord. Maybe you're looking for a church home. You would like to transfer your membership and be a part of our church family. If you come down, I'll extend to you the right hand of fellowship and welcome you into our church family. Maybe you have a prayer request that you did not get through this morning. Ministers will meet you down front. Will you stand, please? We're finished. Hope you get cooled down later. God bless. If the Holy Spirit have spoken to your heart, the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Obey him. Come forward. Make your request known. Please don't forget to sign those prayer request cards for me. Whatever you put on there is confidential between you and us and God. We'll pray over them. I'll have some pens or pencils next week. We'll have some for you. Sorry. But please take those cards up before every. Leave it in the pew and the deaconesses will take them up. Please. Anyone? Anyone, let's make this a special time of prayer in the name of Jesus. Maybe you want to pray for someone else. Maybe don't just think about yourself, even on the card. Put a request on the card for someone else. You know someone else who is sick. You know someone else who have a special need, especially someone who have never accepted Christ. And all of us have them. We can, we don't have to go down to Joe Blow's house. We can start with our family. All of us got them in our family. I can be bold enough to say that. So let's put down that on the card, please. We're going to pray. We're going to do some serious prayer this month. So put it on the card for us, please. Anyone? Anyone? Anyone else? Anyone else, we'll pray with you, whatever your need is this morning. We put it in the hands of God. We're praying by faith in Jesus' name for the prayer to be answered. Anyone, anyone. Alleluia. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and rule and surround and remain within each one's heart. In the name of Jesus, I humbly pray. God's people say, Amen. Praise God.